Meet Pete. Pete is very successful at being unemployed. Pete has a gaze made for restraining orders. His dance moves resemble seizures. None of Pete's jokes have ever been retold. Even his imaginary friends dislike him. Pete has no hair, yet he still has dandruff. His body language requires subtitles. His back has a 5 o'clock shadow. His left man boob is larger than his right man boob. But despite all this, Pete gets more action than just about anyone. And that's because he never leaves home without minty fresh breath. Or his eye patch. Good breath is a good move, even when it's your only move. Scope mouthwash. Courage encouraged. Meet Kenny. Kenny snores while he's awake. His smile makes clowns sad. His bicep is technically more of a unicep. When Kenny went through puberty, his voice actually got higher. When he gets busy, it's usually writing code. Not even his cousin would marry him. And yes, he has asked. Kenny's wink is a byproduct of his lazy eye. His hunchback isn't nearly as noticeable as his hunch front. His comb-over is 94% ear hair. But despite all this, Kenny gets more action than just about anyone. And that's because he never leaves home without minty fresh breath. Or his ant farm. Good breath is a good move, even when it's your only move. Scope mouthwash. Courage encouraged. Meet Brandon. Brandon is an only child, but not his parents' favorite. Brandon's skin reminds you of Braille. His laugh lingers like a car alarm. If you think he makes a bad first impression, you should see his second. Brandon's personal style is best described as laundry day. Even stuffed animals refuse to sleep with him. Brandon thinks washing hands is for employees only. His wart asked to have him removed. The only thing creepier than his mustache is his internet browser history. But despite all this, Brandon gets more action than just about anyone. And that's because he never leaves home without minty fresh breath. Or his cape. Good breath is a good move, even when it's your only move. Scope mouthwash. Courage encouraged.